This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys, you know, I know you could be doing a whole bunch of other things. Don't you love it when these earpieces pop out? Anyway, I know you could be doing a whole bunch of other things, but you're listening to the show, and I do appreciate that. I do appreciate the fact that there's 3,000 other shows out there, and you've chosen this one to listen to. I appreciate that as well. But you know what I'd appreciate even more? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. You can buy my book up there. Buy the coffee cup. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know what's coming up, the topics we're going to be discussing, maybe even the guests we're going to have on. And it always, I always do appreciate it, the time you spend with me. Now, he's been waiting a while. So let's get him on right now. We've got, there we go. We've got Les from West Virginia on. Les, thanks for calling in.
Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, and thanks for hanging on. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all.
So what's on your mind?
I just called, just talking about Trump and Republicans. I'm a Democrat myself, but just how corrupt and no backbone that the Republicans, you know, the Senate and the House, they don't have those members because, you know, so many more against Trump.
Yeah.
It's just like fighting with the Democrats, basically.
they're all the same party now. Listen, as a Democrat, Les, especially out of West Virginia, I'm sure you're a hardworking guy. You're probably, you know.
I'm a Republican. I'm against it. I'm not a Democrat.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That the Republicans have taken me off in the House and the Senate. Because how they're not backing Trump like they should. That's my pet peeve.
They're not backing us.
Obama's administration was so corrupt. It was unbelievable, and he got away with it. I went to a Republican barbecue this past summer back in August here in Nicholas County, and I met one of the senators there. I can't think of his name. But he started his speech out just like he had the same speech probably 200 or 300 times before. And he was so full of baloney. I mean, it was pathetic. And anyway, I asked him, I said, how come you guys didn't try to impeach Obama? You know, back when he was in, he says, because we're outnumbered in the Senate. I says, okay, fine and dandy. I said, but why didn't you let your opinion, your voice be known, your name, that he should be impeached? And he had more excuses than Carter's got pills. And it's just that they don't back him. It's like there's the corruption that they're afraid of the Democrats.
But Les, they're not just...
I don't know.
Yeah, but they're not just spineless. They're liars because they told you and I for 7 years that they wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, that they had the replacement plan, they were just ready to go. They lied to us. They had nothing. They were waving blank paper in front of us. Doesn't that infuriate you?
Oh, hey. Okay, now when Obama ran the first time, what was that guy's name? I can't think of his name. Who was running against him the first time?
Romney. McCain was the first one.
He did not campaign. He did not campaign for the last 2.5 months. He left Obama all by himself. Mm-hmm. No resistance at all. And then when he ran against McCain, and McCain picked up Sarah Palin, and him and his staff told her, do not, and I repeat, do not say anything negative about Obama whatsoever. And I'm going, what in the hell's going on with these people? It's just not, and they all knew that he was a Muslim. And yeah, look how the Muslim got into the White House in those 8 years.
Listen, Les, they don't understand that we were playing guerrilla warfare, and the Republicans always want to play, you know, like by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and that's not going to work. Hey, we're up against it. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening, and thanks for being with us tonight.
You guys, good night. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. You know, it is. I am infuriated by the people I thought had a spine and a backbone and don't. And it's not just Republicans. It's Democrats, too. Look, there are decent Democrats out there. For you to say there isn't a good Democrat, that's a broad brush I'm not willing to paint with. I have Democrat friends that are very much on the same page as us. Right? There's a few things they're different with, but they've been Democrats all their life. Grandma's been a Democrat, and most of the time they vote conservative Republican. I don't care what you're registered, as long as you vote the right way. But we have set no example for anybody. And I don't mean we, the commentators, or even you listening. I mean the Republicans that we have in Congress, the Republicans we have at the federal government level, even at the state level. What are these guys doing? Why aren't we holding their feet to the fire? Why are we reelecting some of these guys that don't do what they say they're going to do? And I realize it's sometimes because we don't have a better choice. But, man, why not? Why aren't you helping local? This is why I always say to you, elections are local. If you get the right, if you groom support and get the right local people, then you're going to have a strong state government, and then you'll have a strong federal government. But what do we do? Because I'm experiencing the same thing in my neighborhood, right? We have control, or we have a right person, and we put them in, and we never think anything's going to be wrong. And then all of a sudden they run for something else, or they get sick. God forbid they even pass away, and you got nothing. You got bupkis, and we're putting together the best of the worst that we have. I said it last time. Matter of fact, the first year we had the show, I think there were, what, 7 or 8, and I kept saying, we have like 7 of the worst candidates we could possibly have, the best of the worst. And we did it again. You know, it's just amazing to me. For those of you, I talked to somebody earlier before the show started. For some of you who are really having heartburn with Trump, what else did you bring other than the same old guard? Who did you get behind other than the same old guard? Some of the people I've talked about on the Scott Walker campaign have told me the biggest mistake he made, because this is what the Republican National Committee does, he took on their staff and blew it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm going to hit Pelosi. I don't mean physically. After the break, we'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award
award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. And thank you, truly, for being here tonight. I also want to thank those guys who hung out on Thanksgiving because, hey, it's always nice to know that somebody cares enough to come back, check it out. You knew I wasn't here. Hopefully, you weren't listening to the show while you were with family, unless you had that kind of family where you just, you know what I'm saying, you had to get away from. I thank God I didn't. I don't remember anybody in particular I just couldn't stand being around. There were a couple I didn't want to be around, but it wasn't like I couldn't stand being around them. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm going to get to the Pelosi story, I promise. And, yeah, I was just going to save it for the next hour. I'm going to save some of this liberal crazy stuff for the next hour. But when you talk about what's been going on with the Democrats and, you know, when they start screaming about you know, our moral standards, our moral values. Judge Roy Moore's got to go. He's been accused. Again, you know, I wrote a piece this week about the issues of the, you know, Hillary Clinton. Isn't she the one that she's been the, what do you want to call her? The champion? Well, the guardian? No. The, well, we should call it what it is. We do call the show The Real Side. The shamer, the professional shamer of women victims for 40 years now. And that hypocrisy, the outrage of the left against Roy Moore, right? I mean, it's just, it's so amusing. And it would be funny if the charges weren't so serious. And I go back and say what I've always said. The problem with jumping at an accusation is you can ruin somebody's life. You can ruin their job, their life, everything. You saw what happened to the Duke, what was it, the Duke lacrosse team, I think it was? When there was an accusation made there and it turned out to be false, you ruined their lives. Anyway, which is why I don't believe in jumping all over. And frankly, whether it was, even though I think he's a real piece of scum, but if it was Frankenstein, you know, Al Frankenstein or not, whoever it was on the other side, if they're accusations and they don't fess up to them, then they're just that. They're accusations. We still live in America. We still should go to court first. There should still be some proof put forward before we ruin somebody's life. So, in my local area, this is a group called the Progressive 25. You figure out what that means. And they've launched a campaign against me for victim shaming. And again, because I questioned the timing, I questioned the stories, I questioned the timing, and now there's actually a few people who have come out and said, wait a minute, some of those stories aren't true because we were with the judge that night, or we were in a situation, or we were at an event that he was at, so those are wrong. Now, again, there's no proof on those either. So I don't, you know, you've got the stories that have to come out in a courtroom. So if Judge Moore gets elected, then just find out that he's guilty. You remove him, you put him in general lockup, and you lock him up for life at this point. And then I question Gloria Allred's involvement. That really sent them through the roof, because she's one of their goddesses, apparently. Right? And then remember the Duke lacrosse team, like I said earlier, Reverend Al Sharpton, he ran to the aid of the alleged victim. Talked about how terrible this is, how this happens all over the place, and it's so bad. And look what they did to this poor girl. Nothing. They did nothing to her, ultimately. Now, enter those local self-righteous loons on the left who bow to the ideology of their group. Yes, they are. Now, remember, I said there are moderate, there are great Democrats. I'm related to some, and I know some. They're good people. Right? But these guys are at a special place in their group. Right? They're people in my community. They decided that they have what I call an FBD, you know, which is a Facebook doctorate, in all matters. Many of these accusers, many were accusing me, had no problem defending Bill Clinton with phrases like, hey, that was in the past. You can't bring that up now. That was in the past. Well, Moore's was 40 years ago. Clinton's was only 20. If you're going to use age as an excuse, then Moore's is a non-starter, is it not? But let's talk about the real victim shamer. Mrs. Clinton. Mrs. Clinton had no problem ripping apart every accuser of her hubby, Billy Bob Clinton. Without reservation, didn't even stutter like I did. Were your self-described defenders of women on the left? Why weren't they all over Mrs. Clinton for what she said, what she called those people? And those of you who voted for Hillary after calling Trump a womanizer, a woman hater, or a sexual assaulter, you need to either have your meds checked or make sure you're on meds. And let me explain why I think this. Because, you know, it isn't just a Joe rant. I'm not just throwing it out there. Go ahead and figure it out and find it on your own. See, I was accused of victim shaming for simply suggesting we assume innocence. Think about that one. Until guilt has been proven. Calling for Roy Moore to step aside is judging him guilty before it's proven, is it not? But I guess that only works for Democrats, as we have seen over and over and over again. Doesn't seem to bother them. Before you say, well, Al Franken and others were accused and apologized. No, no, no. They were accused and admitted to doing it. And the apology sucked, frankly. That worked out well, didn't it? Franken said that he was ashamed, he was embarrassed for what he did. How about you start off with, hey, I apologize for what I did to those women, how I ruined their lives, how I embarrassed them. This has nothing to do with you other than you're the scum that perpetuated this. But see what they do? It's all about me. I feel so bad. Charlie Rose did the same thing. It's a sickness. I feel so bad for what I did. I am ashamed of what I did. I'm going to make it better. I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to work harder for you. Really? God, that's sick. Why aren't you forcing them out? Al Frankenstein gave a half-hearted apology. One on Facebook and then one he tried to do in the press. You know? But it was all about him. It was all about what he's going to do. Is he giving money to a battered women's home? Is he giving money to maybe a sexual abuse shelter for women? Probably not. Hillary called all of Bill's accusers many names over many years and through many elections. She called them gold diggers, floozies, bimbos, stalkers. That's just a couple of the names that I can actually say. Now, these weren't after he was cleared. This is while the allegations were still going on, and some were paid to go away. But they don't see the hypocrisy on this at all. They don't want to see it either, but they don't see any of it. All right, I got to calm down, get my blood pressure down, you know, do that whole thing, right, get it down. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More on the Democrat double standard when it comes to sexual assault. Seriously, they get a pass. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I don't know why I play this song. There ain't no free rides. Seriously. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7. See, I don't need coffee. This stuff pumps me up. When I think of the hypocrisy of the left, it just turns me on because it gives me so much to deal with. I mean, the self-righteous people sitting there just... You know, when I think of these people, the progressives, and somebody said it in the chat room earlier, which is so true. It's not Democrats. It's the progressive socialist Democrats that are gone off the reservation, if you would. I mean, really, they've gone off the planet for all intents and purposes. But it's like the standards... It's kind of like playing a game with your little brother, right, who makes up the rules as he goes. It just makes you crazy. Because you know what the rules are, and he's changing them. These guys do it all the time. Apparently, whatever applies, whatever, I don't know how to say, you know, I mean, whatever rules apply to the universe, they pick and choose how they apply to them, and we don't get to partake. Doesn't matter. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 85. Yeah, I'll breathe. Okay. Okay, we're good now. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about the hypocrisy of the left and Hillary's, I don't know, 40 years of victim shaming. I don't know how. I would love for a Democrat woman. And forgive me, not one who identifies as a female. I want to know somebody who has got the traditional female parts, who has been a feminist most of their lives, to call, write, or something, and explain to me how you dismiss what Hillary has done over the years to women. Okay? I mean, you can't with a straight face and with all honesty... actually sit there and tell us that you're doing the right thing, she's doing the right thing, by voting for her. Now, people got mad at me already because I said, hey, you need to have your meds checked. Because if you voted for her the way most people were voting for her, because she's a champion of women's rights, you have to define what woman is then. Because I obviously don't know what they are, and I don't know what the rights are. You know what I'm saying? Again, this woman started off by calling all of Bill's accusers before
They even went to court. Gold diggers, floozies, bimbos, stalkers. And those are only the ones I can actually clean up enough to use on the air. So, let's take a closer look at how Hillary handled those women. What she had to say. Now, he has admitted over the years that he's had his transgressions. And he went from, he did not have sexual relations with that woman to, yeah, actually he did. But that was after we got, I think we had to clear up what the word is meant, didn't we? Wasn't that it? So Jennifer Flowers, who Bill admitted to having a long-term relationship with after the fact, after he denied it for years, he then admitted to it later on. Hillary referred to her as some failed cabaret singer who doesn't even have much of a resume to fall back on. She also called her trailer trash. And the outrage from Pelosi was nothing. You're right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. According to the Washington Post, Hillary was heard saying that she would crucify Jennifer Flowers if she had the chance. So I guess if you voted for Hillary, then you approve for the statements. You approve of how she talked about those women. You must. One of the first women to come forward was Connie, and we don't even hear this name that much, Connie Hanzi. Hillary said, we have told somebody in the meeting that we have to destroy her story. And that was in 1991 during her husband's first presidential campaign. We have to make sure it never sees the light of day. Hillary slammed Monica Lewinsky as a narcissistic Looney Tune after her and Bill were discovered romping around the White House. Can't you just feel Hillary's compassion and concern for those victims, don't you? On top of that, now, this isn't necessarily coming from me. I've talked to some women about this to try to get a feel for, look, here's an intern. I don't know, what was she, 21, 22? She's in the White House with the most powerful man on the planet, who is a bubba and considers himself a lazy ladies' man. Yeah, a lazy man, too, at times. But a ladies' man. And it's really funny, because some of the Secret Service agents I've spoken with have said they liked Bill. Bill was a good old boy they liked being around. She scared the bejesus out of these guys, and they had guns. But here's a young girl who, you know, here's her boss. He's the most powerful man on the planet. She thinks he's brilliant. He's this, he's that. And she's enamored with him. She falls head over heels with him, which my understanding is not that uncommon in the workplace. Don't know. Never been a girl, never identified as a girl, and never fell in love with my boss. So, Hillary slammed Monica Lewinsky as a narcissistic Looney Tune. What do you think of that? Where was the outcry? Hillary defended an alleged rapist of a 12-year-old and was caught laughing about it on tape. But really, she's a compassionate woman. She's protecting women's rights. Now, if we are to believe that Hillary and her religious followers, then that woman, you know what? They should get the benefit of the doubt, right? Isn't that what she always said? Hillary went after Juanita Broderick at a fundraiser. She knew Bill had raped her and went on to grab her hand, squeeze it very tightly, and in a condescending way, thanked Broderick for everything she did for her husband. Now, I'm sorry. That has got to be intimidating as heck. And she knew exactly what she was doing. She's not a stupid woman. Bill had a reputation as a womanizer. It goes all the way back to high school. I wrote a piece that's up on my website years ago about Bill's transgressions. And, man, he had a lot of them all the way through high school, college, and through offices and jobs and all over the place. I mean, seriously. And yet they keep electing him. Even worse, they continue to keep protecting the one woman, Hillary, who truly victim-shamed every woman claiming to be assaulted by Billy Bob Clinton. And yet they want to get on my case and a few others about victim-shaming. Seriously. Well, who's the victim in the Duke LaCrosse scandal, whatever you want to call it? Right? Wasn't Al Sharpton. It wasn't a young lady who claimed to be raped, or gang raped in that case. No. she ruined the lives of those boys. Sharpton never came back and apologized. Actually, nobody came back and apologized to them, did they? I think the college did, but that was it. You know, people, have you had enough? Are you done? I want to know what it's going to take to push you over the top and not to get violent, but to really push back. Not a right-wing conspiracy like the Clintons keep saying. No right-wing operative drugged or hypnotized Bill and his victims, put them in compromising situations. No right-wing loon told Bill to drop his drawers and try to force himself on a woman. No, it was Bill's character. It was Bill's total lack of respect for women. It was Bill who had an accomplice, Mrs. Clinton. She did nothing but cover for him. She victim-shamed every woman that came into in touch with him, if you would. And then anybody who threatened to even say anything, she pushed back on. They were, for all intents and purposes, the most powerful people on the planet. You didn't screw with the Clintons. I'm not so sure that the most powerful mafia don had as much power. Now, even level-headed Democrats now are coming around and saying, well, Bill should have resigned, and shame on Hillary. Well, you know what they said about President Trump, right? Too little, too late. And here's the funny thing about it. Where are those women that accused President Trump? Where are they? I mean, did he pay them all off? Are they all afraid? What happened? But if you're someone on the left, or a so-called feminist or a protector of women's rights, and yet still can't, and you still voted for Hillary, then you have no credibility either. You showed yourself to be a true ideologue and a hypocrite, or hypnotized, I don't know which. Because you say you care about women, you care about women's rights, and you vote for somebody who around every corner has pushed down women's rights. So keep spewing your stuff, people on the left, and we'll be in power probably till you die. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Come on back. I got more with Nancy Pelosi when we return.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. And, Cody, I love the Animaniacs cup, too. That's why I'm up there. Hi, Joe, Senior. Hey, don't forget Gubby and Pokey. What's that little orange guy? What is he? What do they call those? Minion.
That's orange, that's yellow.
Yellow, orange, whatever. Anyway, he's a minion, and he's not mine. He's Tammy's. Minions. Oh, they're like minnows. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can, you know, just if you hop up to the website, you can catch the show live. You can watch, listen. There's a gazillion ways to get the show. You can sign up for my email blast that we do every week. I send you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. You can, about, I almost sound Canadian there for a second, about, and you can buy my book up there as well. A whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website. But we're dealing with the double standards of the Dems, you know, when it comes to things like having money. They can have all the money that they want, but we can't, right? Neither can, you know, Republicans as a whole. They can't be rich or they're terrible. You know, I always felt the hypocrisy of the left was just amazing.
Right, these guys, Nancy Pelosi, multimillionaire, boxer, multimillionaire, Feinstein was a multimillionaire. They didn't get that way going into Congress, or they shouldn't have. These people get $180,000 a year. I mean, what do they know that we don't know? But the other thing I love is Nancy Pelosi. Well, not really. You know what I mean. She is actually kind of sort of sticking up for Conyers. She actually called him an icon and defended him on the sexual harassment charges, saying, you know, there's only a couple of them. I mean, I thought one was too many, but I guess that's, if you're a Republican, one's too many. If you're a Democrat, multitude is okay. Right? She says he's an icon. No, he's not. He's a fixture. He's been there 50 years. Nobody should be in Congress that long. And then she defends him over the sexual harassment charges, even though he's admitted to hanging out in his underwear. I don't know if that's sexual harassment or just bad taste. But, I mean, think about it. All of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi, like, let me see, they found the Constitution this year. They found out what a budget was all about this year. And now they're finding out what due process is, because she said on Sunday that we need to let due process happen before making conclusions about Representative John Conyers. Don't we get the same thing with Roy Moore? Don't we? I mean, there's a bunch of accusations against Conyers. And he does admit to hanging out in his underwear. Pelosi went on to say his accusers have to accept an apology. No, they don't have to do anything, Pelosi. The victims have some say in all of this as well, and that has happened in the past. People have to accept an apology as it's coming forth now, and as I see, and move along. Wow. Wow. Double wow. Think about it. So, again, it's like I said before, it's okay for the left to do these things. It makes perfect sense for them. Not for the right. The right is chastised. Trump can make the same exact comment that a Dem makes. He's Satan's spawn, and whatever Dem makes the comment is God's gift to the country. But I'll tell you what, I got a funny feeling that Pelosi and others are running scared on Conyers. I thought about this the other day, and then I saw a story about it today. He's been there 50 years. What do you think he hasn't seen? Come on. He has seen a lot. He has heard a lot. He knows a lot. So the lawyer for Representative John Conyers hinted to the Michigan Democrat may take down many others with him if he's pushed too hard. Notice, not if he's found guilty, if he's simply pushed too hard. Peter Hansen describes for the Daily Caller the remarkable vague threat from the attorney representing John Conyers. The attorney for Democrat Michigan John Conyers is accused of continuously sexual harassing his female staffers, defended Conyers by indicating that there are allegations against many members of the House and Senate for that matter. Conyers' attorney Arnold Reed released a statement defending the Michigan Democrat and pushing back against the disturbing allegations. The bizarre statement was written in all caps and referred to both Reed and Conyers in the third person. Now, I love it. Because what are they going to do? They're sitting there. You know that even people like Harry Reid and others are sitting there going, oh my God, what is he going to tell them? So, I'm looking at the statement right now just to make sure. And it is. It's in capital letters. And I got to tell you something. If he was a Republican that had been there that long, do you know what they'd be calling for? You know what they would be? That the impeachment papers wouldn't even be dry yet, and they'd have them up for vote. So, I think you're going to see, remember I said it earlier, this is the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see more and more and more of this stuff as it comes to the top. Now, I have to say, if it's about morality, I don't know if the Dems have a leg to stand on. And when I say that, remember that when Billy Bob Clinton was having sex in the White House, they were fine with it because it wasn't, you know, it didn't take away from his presidential duties. And what he does in his own time is his own time. And that kind of thing. So the Senate sex and power has come down to this. Roy Moore's fans say that Al Franken isn't dropping out. Why should our guy? Al Franken say Roy Moore isn't dropping out. Why should our guy? The language of power has, for some on both sides, displayed the language of right and wrong. We've gotten to the point where politics is so divisive that it's common for both sides to reserve their outrights exclusively for acts committed by their own ideological bad people. So even when we have something this bad going back and forth, it's all about, well, he's doing it. Some of you who have kids know what this is all about, right? These are the little ones deflecting onto the other ones. You let Johnny get away with it. You let Mary get away with it. You let Susan get away with it. In a New York Times op-ed by Michelle Goldberg entitled, "When Our Allies Are Accused of Harassment," to her credit, Goldberg, a liberal, wrote 5 days earlier that Franken should go. And for good measure, in the same week, she also wrote, "I believe Juanita." What do you think about that? But now she kind of thinks that Franken should stay, even though the only pertinent new fact that has emerged is that Franken has essentially conceded groping a second woman. So let me see. So when he groped one woman while she was sleeping, he needed to go. Got to get out. Got to get him gone. But when a second woman crops up, now maybe he should stay. What do you get? You get points for a multitude? I don't get it. So one time indiscretion would get you fired, but if you're practicing to become very good at it, you get to stay? As David French points out, you would immediately fire any man in your employ if you found out that he had groped and tongue-kissed a woman without her consent and grabbed the rear end of another woman also without her consent. But Franken said that listen, you have to understand, I take a lot of pictures. I'm a hugger. That's what I do. God. He believes this stuff. That's the sad part about it. He actually believes this stuff. Here, maybe I can play this for you. Got enough time? Yeah, I can pull this off. Oh, that would be nice if it would actually play. God. Don't you love technology? Yeah, it ain't going to play. Never mind. Anyway, so he has said more and more, he said several times, that he feels guilty. I already went through this with you before. But to have other people now stepping up and saying, well, maybe he doesn't need to resign. So you need to shut up about Roy Moore. You really do, because you cannot hold us to different standards. Right? I mean, they would love to, and they try to, but you can't do it. And especially in light of the fact that Roy Moore is holding his ground. And I think it was the other day, witnesses have come forward to refute allegations against Roy. So if you have other people coming out saying, hey, I was there. Matter of fact, one woman came out and says, hey, I was a waitress at the Old Hickory. This is where he was accused of picking a woman behind the Old Hickory restaurant and sexually assaulting her or whatever. This woman says, I was a waitress at Old Hickory for about 3 years, from 77 to 79. Never saw Roy Moore come into the restaurant. Not one time. Rhonda Ledbetter stated that in a lengthy press release that picked apart the claims of Moore's accuser. Nelson described the alleged sexual assault at a November 13 press conference where she wiped away tears as she recalled how the then assistant district attorney, described as a frequent customer, offered her a ride home one night. Well, she's saying he was a frequent customer. The person that worked there said, we never saw him there. Who do we believe? I'm just curious. Who has more to gain? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. More coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. I'll be the first to apologize if I'm wrong. We'll be back in a little bit.